So we are starting a really, really cool series called the Armor Series, because soldiers are cool, and we want to be like soldiers. So let's go into it. So to start off, we're going to preview. Today is basically like a preview of the series. So basically this message is kind of just like random, but hopefully it's going to be cool. So we're going to preview what's happening for the rest of the term. I think there's, who knows how many weeks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think there's 8 weeks or so. And we're going to learn about the armor of God. So today is like an intro, the armor of God. What is the armor of God? Why should we learn about it? Why is it so exciting? Week two, we're going to learn about the belt of truth. And I'm not going to tell you what any of these things are because then you wouldn't come on Sunday. So what is the belt of truth? I don't know. Be here next week. And then in week three, the breastplate of righteousness. Week four, the shoes of the gospel. Not Vans, the shoes of the gospel. Vans are not of the gospel, okay? Then we learn about the shield of faith in week five. Week six, the helmet of salvation. Week seven, the sword of the spirit. Week eight, the power of prayer. Week nine, 9 weeks, by the way. Week nine, the reality of warfare. So by the end of these 9 weeks, we want you to know what the armor of God is and how we should use it. Cool. So this week, as I said, we are learning about the armor of God.
Everybody's on a different path, but some people are just a little, you know, further along. I get up every morning and I put on the full armor of God, just like the Apostle Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 6. Of course, it's made a few things more difficult. I've had to reevaluate some things, like how I get in my car, how I drink my morning coffee, but I've come up with solutions for most of these things. It's not for everybody. My wife's not really into it. Hold on a second.
Hey, can you hear me? Dad. I need you to talk just a little bit louder.
Sometimes I hear people make fun of me behind my back, but I just turn the other cheek, you know? I mean, who's gonna be laughing when the day of evil comes? Not the guy in the suit of armor, you know what I mean? I'm working on my moves. I stay sharp, you know? I've got my breastplate of righteousness. I've got my helmet of salvation. It doesn't get any more secure than when you're wearing the helmet of salvation. Shoot! I've got my feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace, the belt of truth. I got the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And I've got my shield of faith. I don't know why more people haven't done this yet, but they will. They'll learn.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to show you that to prove that, you know, the armor of God's not necessarily like a physical thing. We don't just like, by the end of this, the last week, which is like in December, 7th of December, we're not going to come here and dish out each person with their own set of armor, right? It's not like, and if you want that, I mean, we can. Might just look a little bit weird. Maybe we should do it in church. Get everyone to wear armor, and then we sit downstairs, and hopefully, that'll be cool, right, Tabs? Can we organize that? Nice, cool. So it's not like a physical armor that we can actually put on. Don't stress. That's a little bit weird, so have no fear. I'm going to read to you from Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17. So if you have your Bible, it's a lot. Don't stress. If you have your Bible, turn there. Like a real Bible. This is so cool, guys. I got a Bible. It's so exciting. Okay. You guys should really bring your Bibles to church. But we prepared for you. So if you don't have your Bible, it is there. So it says in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, it's a slightly different version. Just bear with me. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Whoa. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Big words. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that, this is Paul speaking, by the way, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth, boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare boldly as I ought to speak. Sounds complicated, yes? A lot of words, very long. That's why we've given the whole term to this one little chapter. Well, one biggish chapter. So it's a lot of words, and it's quite confusing, right? And as preschool kids, we learn about the armor of God. We sing the song. I'm sure there's a song for the armor of God. Yes, I'm sure there is. We learn about the armor of God, but we don't actually know what is this armor that they speak of. And then it's like complicated. Paul's speaking about going out and wearing the armor, but we're going to figure out what this armor is. So in your circle table groupie thingies, you're going to answer this question. What do you think the armor of God is? So I know it's kind of confusing. The whole passage is long, but amongst yourselves, discuss what you think it maybe might be. You have 5 minutes. Go for it. Cool. Guys, this is so cool. There's no cable, so I can walk to everyone and ask you guys questions. So what do you guys think the armor of God is? Someone here. Yes. Come on. Let's go.
We discussed that it's a spiritual warfare, spiritual tools that help us in spiritual warfare.
Nice, nice, nice. Guys, let's give them a round of applause. That was good. Well done. Well done. Someone from this table. Someone from this table. Yes, Rosalie. Ruth. Ethan. Okay, spiritual warfare. Okay, cool. Nice. No problem. Give them a round of applause for trying. Nice. All right. This group. Tama looks prepared. She's got like a journal and a Bible and everything.
Okay, so we said that it's like guidance to strengthen our faith, the power of God, protection, tools for the day, and yeah.
Guys, there's even notes. You guys should come and take pictures here. Guidance, strength, power of God, tools, and the tools to fight with. That is so cool. You guys are amazing. Let's give them a proper round of applause. Very nice, guys. Very nice, very nice. Okay, so we're going to attempt to try and understand the armor of God. Attempt to try. But don't stress if you don't get it, because this is just an introduction. So if you'd like leave today and you're like, what did he talk about? Come next week, come the week after that, and you'll actually understand. So, first of all, we are righteous, right? When we give our lives to Jesus, it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, Jesus, right? So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So when we give our lives to Christ, we become righteousness, yes? So the armor of God, right, allows us to see ourselves as God sees us, complete in him. So the armor of God is like a guideline, like you have all these different things, shields and all that. It says, like the shoes, the Vans, got peace. It's like guidelines for us to live lives fully in Christ, right? Yes? No? Maybe? Cool. And then secondly, the armor helps us to stand strong. So we need armor to stand strong against enemy attacks. It's like a defense system. Like you have a shield, and if you're behind the shield, you stand strong. As long as it's not like a shield and then there's a tank trying to shoot at you, but that's okay. This is like a secret, amazing, powerful shield. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 to 9, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. That's so cool. It's raining. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. There's a song for this, by the way. So I'm not going to sing. Don't stress. Don't stress. The rain is coming, so that it's like, Asha shouldn't sing. No. Okay, so we need the armor to stand strong against enemy attacks. Enemy attacks all around us. Things happen in our lives. People do things to us. Arguments happen. The enemy's constantly attacking us. There's sickness. There's pain. But we are hard-pressed, but we're not destroyed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're struck down, persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond. That's the song. There we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Number three, we can use the armor to actually fight. So it's great to have defenses. Like, yeah, we're defenses. We've got a shield in front of us. But then we've got the sword that we can actually use to fight. It says, use the armor to wage war against the devil. Our enemy is ultimately the devil, yeah? Sounds fancy. The devil, yes, right? But it says in Romans 8 verse 37 that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So there's conquerors, right? You get these conquerors, they go fight people, kill people. But we are more than that. So we're not just conquerors. That's great. It's good to be a conqueror. But we're actually more than conquerors through Christ, right? So going back, we're righteous because God created us this way. We can use the armor to stand strong, to be defense, have our defense. When his enemy attacks, stand strong. But then we don't just stand strong. We can actually use the armor to fight and conquer because we are more than conquerors, right? So now we can look at how we actually use the armor. There's a lot of words, but don't stress. The Christian, your English, guys, I don't know what happened. It's raining, so it's like distraction. Like, the Christian life is a battle, and in that battle, Satan attacks our minds. Yes? So we're constantly under attack. There's depression, there's thoughts that come into our minds, things that mess us up. Yes. In anticipation of those attacks, God designed the armor of God as a way to protect our soul. So the armor of God is like something that we use to protect our soul from these enemy attacks that are constantly hitting us. So it helps us to protect our mind, our will, and our emotions. So armor is really cool. It like protects everything. But then it's not just a protection. It's a weapon. It's so exciting. And then each piece of armor guards us against a specific attack of the enemy. So there's different attacks that come, and each piece of armor has been designed to help us face those attacks. And you'll learn about these attacks next week, the week after that, the week after that, the week after that, until we get to week 9. When you understand what those attacks are, which you'll learn about, you can create a mental roadmap or a routine that will guide you and protect you each day. So throughout the term, you're going to learn about these different attacks that come, different attacks that hit you, and then you can learn how to create like a roadmap to find your way around these attacks, okay? So that's why I said you have to come for the next weeks, otherwise this thing's just not really going to make sense. It's like watching a season of something. What do you guys like watching? Friends? I don't know. Friends? Yeah? I don't know what else is there. Who watches? I don't know what else people watch. But it's like a series, right? I've said this thing before. If you watch the first episode of a series and then don't continue, it's kind of like, what? There's no point, right? So this is the first episode, the premiere of the series, but obviously you have to stay till the end to see what actually happens. So come next week to find out more, right? So in your small groups, we're going to look at these three questions. Well, the last one's not really a question. First of all, why should we learn about the armor of God? Why do you think it's important to learn about this armor, this thing? Why? And then how can you use the armor of God in your life? So leaving here today, the little bit that you've learned, how can you use that in your life? And then lastly, pray for each other, the people in your group, your friends, your peers, your colleagues. Pray that this week you'll begin using the armor of God. Just begin. It's not like we know everything. So just think about it and begin using the armor of God. You have about 5 to 10 minutes, so go for it. Amen. All right. So quick question. Who faces challenges in their lives? I'm hoping everyone puts their hands up. Because if you don't face challenges, please come teach me your ways. Because that would be really cool. It's like, you just took my point. Thanks. All right. So we face challenges, right? But this is like a really cool, I'm trying to think of the right word. Guideline. Guideline is kind of boring. That sounds like school. Think of a word for that. It's a really cool guideline for helping us face challenges. So I face many challenges. Things happen. Struggle with school. There's stress. There's enemy attacks all the time coming in, constantly fighting you. There's people in your family that have problems. There's just so much out there that's problematic. But this term is going to hopefully equip you to be able to face those attacks better, to be able to protect you from some of that, but then also to give you a tool to fight back, right? So it's not just we helpless, protect us, but we're actually going to be equipped to fight back. So I think that's really cool. I'm super excited for this term. I hope you guys are too. Are you? Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. You guys are amazing. So just in conclusion, a wrap-up, a challenge to you is go home, find this Ephesians, go to chapter 6, verse 10 to 17, 18-ish, and read that. Try read it every day if you can. That'd be really cool. Hopefully, by the end of this term, you really know this chapter. Like, you can say the whole thing. I'm challenging you to try and learn all the armor of God. If you can do that, come to me next week and tell me the whole armor of God. I'll give you a slab of chocolate. Okay. Okay? So if anybody can come next week and tell me the armor of God, I will give you a slab of chocolate. Agreed? Cool. What? Okay, Tab says in the correct order. Okay, in the correct order. Fine, fair enough. So please do that. I challenge you. So go home, read it, meditate on it, learn it, and then next week we'll be learning about the first one. What's the first armor of God? That's why we're coming and learning about this. Okay, so let's just bow heads and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being with us today, Lord God. Thank you for the amazing rain that's making all the trees and plants look beautiful, Lord God. Thank you for creating the trees and plants and help us to have a wonderful Sunday going out today, Lord God. Help us to just to put into practice what we've learned today, Lord God, and help us to be expectant for this next term. Lord God, please be with all the speakers that will be preaching over the next 9 weeks, Lord God, and help them just to be connected with you as they prepare for this term. Help them to be on fire for you as we learn more about the armor of God, Lord God. Thank you so much for being with us. Bless us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Just a quick reminder, we still have daily devotions. That never stops until you die. So just so you know, daily devotions are still going to be here. Join the WhatsApp group if you want those devotions. The rain is telling us to stop. Sign up on that form there to join the WhatsApp group. You'll get daily devotions every single day. It's so cool. Straight to your cell phone. Like, you just have your phone. You're scrolling through Instagram. You're like, oh, nice picture. Double tap. And then the devotion just pops up. It's so cool. Really cool. Be there. Be connected to that. And then see you next week as we look at the belt of truth. We have about 5 minutes, so please don't rush off. I don't think you want to because it's raining. So find table tennis, pool, socialize. It's the first week back. Find a friend, ask them how the holiday was, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Any overcomers in the room?